The founder of Bob Jones University said,
"The test of your character is what you would do if you knew nobody would ever know."
The internationally known evangelist, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message we bring you now illustrates one of the principles on which he founded Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
My friends, the world sees what we do. God sees what we are that makes us do what we do. God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. I see a man steal, and I say that man's a thief. How do you know he's a thief? I saw him steal. But God saw the man a thief before he stole. And God knows that the man stole because he was a thief. But God knew what he was before he stole. I see somebody kill a man. And I say, that man's a murderer. How do you know he's a murderer? I saw him kill a man. But God knew he was a murderer before he killed a man. God looks at the heart. You know, the important thing is not what you do. It's what you are that makes you do what you do. Men live like they live because they are like they are. They do what they do because they are the kind of people they are. So the Bible puts the emphasis on what a man is. Because you cannot do good things unless you're a good man. Oh, you may be charitable. You might give some institution some money that would be used for a good purpose. You might even send a check to the mission board of some organization somewhere and send somebody to the mission field. And that missionary might go out and people might be converted under his ministry. Wouldn't do you any good, unless you're right. You know, the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians is a wonderful chapter, but it's tremendously heart-searching. Now, notice a few things. Though I give my body to be burned, though I do all these things and have not love, it profits me nothing. It's a sham. It's humbuggery. It doesn't say it won't profit anybody else anything, but it won't do me any good, because I'm not right. There's nothing that you can do in this world that has any eternal value unless you yourself are right. Now, let's remember that. What are you? That's the thing that counts. You know, God sees me as I am. Men see me as they think I am. What a difference. You know, your character is what God knows you to be. Your reputation is what men think you are. You know, I say that man's a nice man. He may not be a nice man, but I say he's a nice man. I think he is. But you know, God knows about these things. Now, would you like to test yourself? And you know, very few people would now. Very few of us would like to know, really. When it comes to a showdown, there are very few of us who like to face what we are. I've got a little suggestion to make to you. Now, when this message is over, you go in your room. Shut the door. Don't have anybody there. Just you all alone. Shut out everyone. I advise you to lock the door, too. And you sit down in the chair and get another chair and put yourself out in front of yourself in that other chair. And look yourself straight in the eye. Now, talk straight to yourself. Ask yourself this question. What would you do if you knew nobody would ever know it? Now, answer. What would you do if you knew nobody would ever know it? Come on, now, talk to me. Don't dodge. You're talking to yourself, you understand? You're in one chair, and you set yourself out in front of you in the other chair. What would you do if you knew nobody would ever know? Answer it. Now, don't dodge. Answer it right. Tell the truth. Now, if you answer that question truthfully, you'll know exactly what you are. That's a test of what you are. You know, that's pretty heart-searching, isn't it? You know, I've tried myself out on that a few times. It sure does put you under conviction, I'm afraid. But maybe that's what you ought to be, under conviction. I've asked myself the question. What would you do if you knew your wife would ever know it, and your mother would never know it, your son would never know it, nobody on earth ever know it? What are you? Many women, that's the way God sees you. I've said so many times on the platform in the pulpit, and often over the radio, and I'm saying it today again, men are not liars because they lie. They lie because they're liars. Men are not thieves because they steal. They steal because they're thieves. They are not murderers because they kill. They kill because they're murderers. What's the matter with this world? It's in an awful mess. Sin, wickedness, youthful depravity, all sorts of manifestation of evil. What's the matter with the world? All the trouble of the world is with man. If you could turn around today and make a perfect world, set up in a perfect state, and put man in this world as he is, it wouldn't be 6 months till it'd be in a mess again. The trouble's with man. Now, let's understand that. You know, men make conditions. Conditions do not necessarily make man. Conditions may influence man, but they don't make man. Men make conditions. If you took all the people in listening to this message right now, took all of them, and picked them up and put them in heaven, just like they are, and say, now walk down the street of gold in heaven, see all the angels and all the saints, you wouldn't be there long until you'd mess up heaven. You just mess up things because you're just not right. You know, I learned long ago that the troubles in the world are largely with me. When I'm right, things are in pretty good shape. You know, people are always blaming circumstances. Well, who made the circumstances? Now, the Bible takes a firm stand here. We are born in sin. We're conceived in iniquity. Now, that's clearly taught in the Bible. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. The older I get and the more I look at the world, the more I realize that the world is like it is because man's like he is. and the more I realize that the Bible is the Word of God. Now take an expression like this. The flesh produces corruption. You know what flesh is? Flesh in the Bible sense is man in the raw. It's man as he is, that's flesh. Now, flesh, man as he is, produces corruption. He may produce culture. He did it in Rome. He did it especially in Greece. When I was in Athens, my guide wanted to take me into a little place in the museum and show me statues of perversity. And they were created when Greece was at the highest height of culture. And down in Cairo, a man wanted to take me to a museum and show me some statues of perversity that told the story of Egyptian depravity 5,000 years before. Now, man can produce culture and music and speech and art and even literature and still be corrupt. The flesh produces corruption. Now, if you're a sinner, unregenerated, never been born again, you're in the flesh. You're a man in the raw. Now, what you need is to find somebody that can make you a different kind of a person. And that somebody is the Lord Jesus Christ. He can take you, it doesn't matter who you are, how you've lived, what you've done, how vile you've been. He can take you right now, right where you are, if you will trust him, and can give you a new nature that'll make it possible for you to live right from now. I've seen him take the bummiest drunken bum and make him into a Christian gentleman. I've seen him take the soiled dove of the underworld in a moment of time make her as pure as driven snow on the mountaintop. The snow untouched by raindrops and unsoiled by dust. He can do that for you. You need somebody that can fix you. And Jesus Christ can do it. He is able to save unto the uttermost all who come to God by him. Having been tempted, he is able to succor those who are tempted. And he is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless in the presence of his glory. Our Father, help somebody that's listened to this message that knows he's not right, to get right, to trust Jesus Christ, to get a new nature. And we thank God that the future's clean. We've all stained the pages of the past, but the pages of tomorrow we do not have to stain. By the grace of God, we can write a clean record on these pages if we'll trust Jesus. Help us to trust him. We pray in his name. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Listen for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.